Yesterday was Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, and one of the questions that comes up in a Shana Mu'beret, in a leap year, is if a person is supposed to be observing a Yahrzeit in Adar, then which Adar should they be observing a Yahrzeit in? Should they be observing it in Adar Rishon or in Adar Sheni? And we'll find that there are actually three opinions for halakha as to what one should do. So the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Sim Tavkuf Samachet, which is in the halachot of Taniot, because people would accept upon themselves a Tanit on a Yahrzeit. In Se'if Zayin, the Mechaber says that a person should fast by Adar Bet, in the second Adar. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat HaMem Aleph explains, because according to the Mechaber, Adar, the real Adar, is Adar Sheni, and therefore the Yahrzeit should be observed in Adar Sheni, and really Adar Rishon is essentially a Shavat Sheni. It's not really an Adar. The real Adar is Adar Sheni, and that's when the Yahrzeit should be observed. However, the Ramah says that there are Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Yitaneb Adar Rishon, that you should fast and observe the Yahrzeit in the first Adar, and that's the Minhag, to fast and observe the Yahrzeit in the first Adar. But there are some people who are Machmir, and they do it in both Adars. Again, the Mishnah Berurah explains what's the reason for the Ramah saying to do it in the first Adar. Two reasons. Number one, the Ramah holds that the real Adar is Adar Rishon. And second, it's just that we don't read the Megillah till Adar Sheni, because we want to juxtapose Purim to Pesach. And secondly, we've got a halachic principle of Ein Mavuin Ala Mitzvot. If you've got a chance to do a mitzvah, you don't bypass it and leave it for another occasion. Why does the Ramah say to fast both times and to observe the Yahrzeit twice? Presumably, it would seem, and this is the way that I think many Acharonim understand it, out of as a chumrah, because we're not sure exactly which Adar it should be, so do it in both. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat HaMembet, he says that that's really the proper thing to do, because that's the view of the Vilna Gaon, to do it in both Adars. But the Avelim, the other Avelim, don't have to let the Yahrzeit take the Amud or say Kaddish or whatever it is, except in Adar Rishon. So in the Adar Sheni, you keep the Yahrzeit L'chumra, but it's not really the Yahrzeit, therefore you don't have precedence over other Avelim. The Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Yud Gimel, he points out that in Yoredeya Siman Taf Bet, the Ramah doesn't mention observing the Yahrzeit twice in the Shana Mu'beret, and he thinks that it's very strange that one would observe the Yahrzeit twice. He says it's not an Issa Dorite, it's not even an Issa Darabanan, it's only a Minhag, Umash Shayach Chumrot Bazeh. Why do you need to be Machmir about such things? It's just a Minhag to have a Yahrzeit, it's not more than that, you don't need to do it twice. However, I've heard in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that he explained the position of the Ramah as not being just a chumrah out of a doubt, but really because of the possibility that in actual fact both months are the real Adar. Adar Rishon is the real Adar, and then the whole month is repeated again in Adar Sheni. The thing is, we read the Megillah only once, but in actual fact, we have Purim Katan, which we'll learn about in another shir, in Adar Rishon, and we're not allowed to have Hespet and Tarnit on that date, because that's really the date of Purim. We don't observe the reading of the Megillah on that date, but it is Purim in a certain sense. And therefore, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is the same month which is repeated, and therefore, a Yahrzeit which has to be observed in Adar has to be observed in both Adars, because that date, 5th of Adar, or the 7th of Adar, or the 10th of Adar, whatever it is repeated and comes up twice in the calendar. Adkar.